Yes, we promised you an all CONCACAF qualification day today here on World Football Daily, and we always live up to the promises. Joining us now on the line, ESPN SoccerNet's very own Mr. Jeff Carlisle, here to talk all things US men's national team and, of course, the big game tonight against Honduras. Jeff, how are you, mate? Are you, you're not in Honduras. Are you pleased you haven't had to make at least the trip out across to Honduras today? Are you watching it from the comfort of your own home?
I am watching it from the comfort of my office. Yeah, it'll be nice and cozy. Unlike Honduras, it's supposed to be really hot and humid. So I'll be happy to watch it in a climate-controlled environment.
And the AC on and a cool beer in one hand, Jeff. I know how you like to how you like to roll, mate. It's an absolutely massive game, of course. The US want to start well. Let's first and foremost look at their opponents, though. Honduras. They've not met the U.S. for almost 18 months now. What does this Honduras side pose as a threat?
Well, it's a little bit younger side than I think U.S. fans might be familiar with, from the last time. Guys like David Suazo. I think Wilson Palacios is injured, so he's not going to be available. So it's going to have a little bit different look, but a lot of familiar faces for U.S. fans. I think there's going to be at least six guys in the starting lineup who have played at least at one time in MLS, and I'm thinking of guys like Carlo Costley and Jerry Bankson and Oscar Banya Garcia. Players like that are going to be very familiar to MLS fans, and I think they're going to play a big part today. But it's going to be young, athletic, a good amount of creativity, especially with guys like Banya Garcia. So they're going to give the U.S. all they can handle, no doubt. And obviously, it's a national holiday down in Honduras. So they're going to have the home crowd behind them. They're going to be totally pumped. It's going to be a very tough environment for the U.S.
It's something that the U.S. has struggled in, being in those away environments, those tough, intense environments. Do you think that will get to the U.S. side, being down there, down in Honduras, away for this first all-important game?
I don't think it will get to the U.S. I mean, this is a team with a lot of experience. You're thinking about guys like Tim Howard and Carlos Bocanegra. I think a lot of these players, experienced the Guatemala game in the previous round, so I think that'll give them a kind of a good preview of what to expect today. So I think the U.S. really doesn't have any excuses. They come in, relatively full strength. I mean, obviously everyone's talking about Landon Donovan not being there, but Steve Trundle was also injured. But it's a pretty full strength side that the U.S. has, especially in terms of the attack. I think. Clemson has everyone available that he would want. So, it's going to be an interesting matchup. And it looks a little defensive in midfield, at least, if the projected lineups are true. So it'll be interesting to see the approach that the U.S. takes today. But, if they can get a point out of this game, job done, I think that will qualify as being off to a good start in the hex.
So you're saying a draw is good enough. Do you think that will please the fans as well as the journalists, the experts in the crowd that will be writing about it? Do you think the fans will be pleased with a draw down away in Honduras?
I think so. I think everyone realizes that Honduras is a country that is on the rise. They did very well in the last Olympics, qualified for the last World Cup, after some really close near misses in previous attempts. So, I think everyone understands that it's not so much about the point the U.S. gains, it's about the 2 points that Honduras wouldn't gain in the standings. And, then that will put the pressure on them to really try to make up for it in other games. So, I think fans will understand that a draw would be a very good result today down in Honduras.
What about this U.S. men's national team squad, this roster that's been produced for this game? And you mentioned a slightly possibility of a very defensive lineup tonight for the U.S. What are you thinking they're starting with then?
Well, I think you're going to have Howard in goal. You're going to have a back line of Fabian Johnson, Carlos Bocanegra, Jeff Cameron, and then Timothy Chandler, who will be captured finally. And that debate and all the gnashing of teeth can finally go away with regard to that. I think in midfield, you're going to see guys like Jermaine Jones, Michael Bradley, Danny Williams. And, that threesome, although Michael Bradley is certainly capable of getting forward, that does trend, towards, the defensive side. We'll see if a guy like Graham Zusi makes it onto the field. And then you've got a front two of Hercules Gomez and Clint Dempsey. We might see Jozy Altidore, if Klinsmann decides to drop Dempsey back into midfield, you could see Jozy Altidore up top, but I think he'll start the game on the bench. I think there's a... everyone talked about when Klinsmann took over about how he was going to, turn the U.S. into this attacking juggernaut. But certainly in the time that he's been in charge, I think he's revealed a very pragmatic and practical approach when it comes to away qualifiers. And I think that backfired a little bit on him in Jamaica in the previous round. I think it was a little bit too defensive, and it was really hard for the U.S. to get a hold of the ball. But certainly having Michael Bradley there will help. We'll see how Danny Williams and Jermaine Jones fare. I think it's going to be interesting to see how adventurous the U.S. is. Again, a draw will be fine. So we'll see if they sit back and really try to draw Honduras out and then try to nail them on the break as they have so often in the past.
Somebody who made a big impact in the last round of World Cup qualification was Eddie Johnson, especially away in obviously Antigua and Barbuda with those two goals that got them the 3 points away from home. Do you think he and the guys that have been brought in from this January training camp group can make a big impact at all tonight? Do you think they'll be given an opportunity at all during the hexagonal round to show what they can do for the national side?
I think it depends on what the U.S. needs and what the game dictates. If the U.S. finds itself up a goal late in the match and they're trying to seal it out, I could see a guy more like Maurice Adu to try to maybe bolster up some tired legs in the midfield. If the U.S. does find itself needing a goal, then I could see guys like Eddie Johnson and perhaps even a Brad Davis, given his ability on set pieces, coming onto the field and trying to create, a moment of magic, if you will. So it's going to be very much dictated by the game. If you see Eddie Johnson or Brad Davis, that's probably, on the surface, not a good sign, because that needs the U.S. to chase in the game and is in need of goals.
Do you think any of these players deserve a start in this side? We've seen Klinsmann, he loves to bring in the players from outside of Major League Soccer. But do you think any of the boys in Major League Soccer can play with the big guns who are playing abroad?
Well, I think Graham Zuzzi has definitely proven that during his time with the national team. You think back to a year ago, he was a guy who was, again, made the most of a January camp, kind of broke in, proved himself, popped up for a killer goal in one of the friendlies. He's a guy that's definitely proven that he can play with the big guys from overseas and can make a real positive impact. I don't see too many more players from MLS really cracking that lineup today. Some guys might come on as a sub. I think a guy like Eddie Johnson can definitely hang with the players from overseas, but it's just a question of Klinsmann putting out the strongest lineup and also taking into account the circumstances surrounding the game. The score, is the U.S. getting overrun? Do they need to keep the ball a little bit more? Do they need goals? Those kinds of things will play a huge part. It's going to be interesting to see if Davis does get on the field, how he does. I was a little disappointed in his performance against Canada. Just too many touches. He and Zusi really needed to up the tempo, I think, in that first half against Canada. And you saw what happened when Benny Failhaber came on and started playing crisper passes, playing at a faster tempo. And, that was when the U.S. was able to create at least a few chances in the second half there. So it's going to, if Davis can get on the field, this is going to be a big test for him to see if he can really play at this level.
There's been a lot of talk about Omar Gonzalez and potentially him coming in and being able to solidify that centre-back pairing that's all been a bit rocky in recent games for the US men's national team. Do you see him as being the future, or how much do you see him as being the present of this US men's national team side?
I think a lot of that's going to be dictated by health. Carlos Bocanegra has been dealing with some injuries of late, and I'm thinking, towards the end of last year when he got hurt, I think back in November. I think he's the future, and I don't think today's game is the kind of game for Klinsmann to throw him into the deep end and see how he does. I think if Omar Gonzalez does make an appearance during this hex, it's going to be during a home qualifier when he's going to be a little bit more in his comfort zone. He'll have the home crowd behind him. I think today's game is where experience is really going to matter, and that's why a guy like Bocanegra just absolutely has to be on the field. You wouldn't think of Jeff Cameron as being super experienced, but he did play a big part in the last round of qualifying, and so he's got some battle scars, if you will, to take away from those games, and that's going to put him in a much better position to deal with whatever Honduras can throw at him today.
When the chips are down, or if the chips end up being down tonight for the U.S. and things aren't going their way, Who does that team look to now? Because we've seen Clint Dempsey this season hasn't flourished as much as he did at Fulham for Tottenham this year, whereas someone like Michael Bradley has really come on for Roma this season and made a big impact in solidifying the midfield. Who's the guy that the team will rally around and look to kind of get them out of any hole they could find themselves in?
I think they will rally around both of those guys. Like I said earlier, it's going to be interesting to see how much Bradley ventures forward. If he really wants to play a conservative game and really try to make the U.S. tough to break down, I could see the U.S. definitely taking that approach. But I think when in the difficult moments, you're going to see the U.S. relying very heavily on both Dempsey and Bradley. I agree that Dempsey has not been at his best for Spurs this season, but he's a guy who's so gritty, and even if he's having not the greatest game, he's still dangerous, and he's still a guy that is going to work his socks off. I think you saw against Man United a couple weeks ago where he had a couple really good chances, wasn't able to put them away, but he just kept plugging away, and he was able to get that equalizer in stoppage time. So I still see the U.S. relying very heavily on Dempsey to get the goals, and Bradley to really provide a lot of leadership in midfield and do a little bit more to control the tempo if the U.S. finds itself in a position where, hey, let's step on the ball, let's really try to take the air out of the game a little bit and try to control it. And I think that's where a guy like Michael Bradley will step to the fore.
Jeff, do you sense there's been a feeling around Jurgen Klinsmann of a mounting pressure on him as we head into the game tonight, because things haven't gone as well as he'd planned, and it took so long for those competitive games to come for the US men's national team under his reign, and when they did come, it wasn't ideal, it wasn't the beautiful football that everybody thought it would be. Do you sense there being pressure on him tonight as a manager individually?
Yeah, it's kind of a slow boil. I mean, I do sense that there's some pressure beginning to mount on him, and like you said, it's not so much the results, it's the way the US has played, and it's the lineups that he's put out in the field. I think there's been some disconnect between what he promised and the lineups that he's put on the field. I mean, if we see Bradley and Danny Williams and Jermaine Jones, I think fans are going to rightly say, what's going on here? This is not what he promised when he was given the job. Again, a loss today I don't think is the end of the world, though. I mean, this is a 10-game qualifying process. If Honduras were to win, essentially all they've done is hold serve. If the U.S. were to drop points in a home game, then I think the pressure will really start to mount, and you'll hear some more fans who are disgruntled, voicing their concerns, and journalists too, I would suspect. So I think that Costa Rica game, I think, is very tricky. That's coming up in March. They just won the Central American Championship, so obviously they're playing at a reasonably high level. They've always been a tough opponent for the United States, home or away. I think at that point, that's going to be a real pressure-packed game. But again, if the U.S. can get a result today, the pressure eases.
Just finally then, Jeff, a score prediction, and where do the U.S. finish in this hexagonal round table?
I think today will be 1-1. I think the U.S. will get the draw that they need. I could definitely see the U.S. finishing third. I think Mexico is, the class of the hex. I really don't see the U.S. finishing above them. I think Honduras is again a team on the rise. I see them finishing second. I mean, the U.S. is certainly capable of finishing in that spot, but I suspect that the U.S. will finish third and get that last guaranteed spot, and it'll be good enough. It'll be good enough to get them to Brazil.
Third. Wow. Well, we don't think we've heard anybody put the U.S. down that low yet, Jeff, but always a pleasure, man, to have you come on the show.
All right.
And give us your insight into U.S. men's national team football, mate. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime.
Fantastic. We will hold you on that one. Jeff Carlisle joining us here from ESPN SoccerNet, talking all things US men's national team football and talking, of course, in the build-up to the big game against Honduras tonight away from home. The US have struggled away from home under Jurgen Klinsmann in these qualifying games. Can they put everything right on the night and come away with a big 3 points to kick off the final round of World Cup qualification? We'll find out. We'll get Rafa's thoughts.
We know you love that free bit from us here at WFD. Now go and sign up and get access to a huge archive of our content and interviews, and download the best daily podcast in America. Go to worldfootballdaily.com and become a member today.